an MD from Denver, North Carolina, teaming up with Dr. Matt Brown to bring you these educational and inspirational calls. We would like to welcome everyone to the call this evening, and we are excited to hear Dr. Matt Brown interviewing Tim Blank, creator of the amazing Aeroponic Power Garden, and Jan Young, who connected Tim Blank with NSA, so now we can all help everyone grow aeroponically. So, Dr. Matt, a big thank you for setting up this call.
Yeah,
Dr. Brown, we are just really, really overwhelmed and excited. So, thanks again. Dr. Brown practices lifestyle medicine with High Country Proactive Health in Boone, North Carolina. He has an undergraduate degree from Emory University, a doctor of medicine from the Medical College of Georgia. He interned at the Naval Hospital in San Diego, residency at Duke University Medical Center, and he practiced in the U.S. Navy for 11 years, serving abroad in the Navy for 5 years. So we are so fortunate to have someone like Dr. Matt Brown interviewing Tim Blank and Jan Young tonight. So here's Dr. Matt.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much. And indeed, this is an incredibly exciting call. And to connect these two particular movers and shakers for not only our company, but I consider for the world is just exciting. Tim Blank, Jan Young, thank you so much for being on this call.
You're welcome, Matt. I'm glad that we could have the time to be here with your team.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And Jan, are you there?
I absolutely am.
Okay, so might have to do a quick three-way if Jan drops out storming in her area, but we'll just go with the flow here. And let me introduce everyone to Tim Blank, first of all. He is the developer of the Tower Garden. He's raised in a rural farm community in western North Dakota. He grew up loving the land we all steward, as he puts it, combining a passion for agriculture and science. He graduated in 1992 from Valencia College with a degree in horticulture and greenhouse management. In 1993, Tim took the first step toward what was to become his life's work when he was hired by none other than Walt Disney World in Florida as an advanced intern at Epcot Center's Living with the Land Pavilion, a four-acre pavilion, basically researching various techniques for growing. He would take visitors on a boat ride through the American plains, the rainforest, and the African desert. Living with the Land explores how innovative technologies permit more efficient food growth while preserving the environment. And this ride culminates in a futuristic world of plants growing without soil, a world that quickly became Tim's domain. Living with the Land Pavilion and I were a perfect match, says Tim. After 6 months as an intern, he spent the next 6 years conducting research in every horticultural discipline imaginable, all in the controlled agricultural environment of the land. He also served as a research liaison for the Department of Energy and NASA partnership with Disney World. And in 2000, Tim accepted the position of chief horticulturalist and greenhouse manager of Living with the Land Pavilion. And as the greenhouse manager, he was responsible for four hydroponic biodomes over a two-acre area consisting of tropical, temperate, productive, and innovative greenhouses. As chief horticulturalist, he managed a team of scientists and horticultural interns. Tim co-authored several academic papers pertaining to the extensive collaborative research at the land. He traveled both in the U.S. and abroad, sharing the research being conducted at Disney, while also, very importantly, bringing back the latest horticultural technologies and concepts to the land. In 2005, Tim left Disney to launch a one-of-a-kind company called Future Growing, where he still serves as president today. Future Growing is dedicated to reintroducing healthy food to the American family, says Tim. And Tim goes on to say that he's developed a vertical growing system called the Tower Garden that allows people to grow their own nutritious, tasty fruits and veggies. And with the Tower Garden, people produce healthy and nutritious food with a fraction of the effort and natural resources and in a fraction of the time required by conventional gardening. And this is his proprietary growing system. Tim, let me just ask you a question here. Watching your father's farm struggle in North Dakota, could you have ever imagined that you'd create a way to grow amazing quality vegetables without dependence on the very things that frustrated your father, these erratic climates, low water tables, and limited soil quality?
Matt, what a great question. Thank you. Never quite been asked the question that way. It was actually not my father's farm, but it was the fact that my father chose to raise his family in beautiful rural North Dakota. surrounded by family farms, and watching, personally watching families give every last ounce of energy and time and effort into growing on a farm and then see it fail due to drought, pest, or disease was truly devastating to me as a child. It even amongst my peers and friends, seeing the firsthand effects associated with losing a farm, like displaced families, alcoholism, and other associated family problems. And I guess those experiences brought out the budding futurist and environmentalist in me. I always thought to myself, there's truly got to be a better way. I'm watching the small family farm die. Just, it wasn't my idea of fun. And I was very interested in childhood, finding out what that was, what that better way was. And at the age of 9, I was inspired to start my own organic garden and begin learning. And to answer your question, I could have never have imagined the tower garden at that stage of my life. It was not until my first experience in high school at the Walt Disney World, living with the land right at Epcot, that I was inspired by hydroponics as a solution for all of humanity and the future of planet Earth.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, what's so cool is the fact that you were inspired kind of by the design that you would enter into and, in fact, improve. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of like a basketball player who comes along and watches Michael Jordan or a protege and becomes that next icon. And I'd say that the Tower Garden has become that next icon. Now, at what point in the development of the aeroponic technology did you realize that you had arrived at a solution of minerals, that earth mineral solution that would produce high-quality produce?
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you asked that question. I was a budding research scientist at Disney in my early years, like you mentioned, and I spent a lot of time working with plant nutrition at a peer science level, you know, learning how to get a more balanced and better nutrient solution to each different plant species. And by the way, you know, we grew almost 100 food crops from around the world at the land in every hydroponic system imaginable, 365 days out of the year. So this was a lot of plants and a lot of broad experience growing under easy and difficult conditions, depending on the time of year. So this isn't just, you know, a raw laboratory setting where you're just looking at something for a short period of time. So really, I think what happened was I took the science foundation to future growing in 2005 and was really determined to create a one-size-fits-all aeroponic solution. One of the common statements I had people tell me on backstage tours at the land was, you know, I go into a hydroponic store and I don't know what to buy. I mean, isn't there just an easy solution? They've got a growing system for lettuce, a growing system for squash, a growing system for tomatoes, and then they have a wide range of bottles, and they've got the bloom grow, the starter juice, the leafy max, and different concentrations for each level of crop. So on the one side, fits-all aeroponic nutrient solution called the Tower Tonic, not only did I want plants to grow, okay, but I also focused on including a wide range of trace minerals important to human health.
Mm-hmm.
But to my knowledge, it had never been done in hydroponics before. It wasn't even a consideration. Not even really a consideration for most field and even organic farmers, because it's not even part of the national organic standards. From the research we had done at Future Growing, it was clear to me that the scientific improvements we made to the nutrient solution were getting into the plant tissue. In order to get these results, we only use the cleanest and purest forms of ionic earth minerals we could source. Now, the answer to your second question was, you know, was there a way that you determine the quality of the vegetables and minerals in the nutrient solution? You know, as you improve nutrition in the plant, you know, you have to improve it in an ionic available form that can be absorbed by the plant. You know, lots of fertilizers have calcium and other nutrients, but not all the time are they available even to the roots of the plant. So as you put stuff into nutrient solution and you make it available to the plant, you will naturally increase the plant flavor and the essential oils, aromatic compounds and improved flavor are key to, you know, are a key broad spectrum indicator that you're getting nutrition to the plant. So, in other words, if you pick your plant from your garden and you feel the sticky oils in the herb, I remember the first time Jay Martin and the team came to Jan Young's greenhouse, and Elton touched the herbs, and his fingers were sticky afterwards. He was completely blown away just by, you know, the essential oils that we're getting on his hands. And so, as a rule of thumb, that's a key indicator. The better tasting the plant, the better aromatic smells that come from the plant is a indicator that you're actually getting, you know, a lot of that good key nutrition into the plant. And then, of course, we also back this up through actual plant tissue analysis at each one of our farms. So, great question.
Okay, so practically speaking, as an expert horticulturalist, you've elaborated to some degree on the best way to determine the health and quality of your plants. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think that covered that covers what we did for plant nutrition.
Well, okay, because one of the things you had mentioned, and Tim, I was able to have the privilege of hearing you this past Saturday and at the Paget Boot Camp, of course, in Phoenix as well. And one of the things that came that you had mentioned was the fact that these kinds of plants become disease resistant. Is that so?
Sure. And the thing is, when we use pure ionic earth minerals in their cleanest form, there's no petrochemicals, no anhydrous ammonia. And again, as I mentioned a bit ago, the Tower Tonic is the first hydroponic aeroponic solution in the world to be called a one-size-fits-all. So really what we did there, Matt, is we broke the code for hydroponic fertilizer. We learned what to use, what not to use, in an ionically balanced way so the nutrients could be taken up evenly by all crops. In fact, we recently tested our product for the U.S. and Canadian government registration labels and came back with really tremendous results and a clean bill of health. We have what we claim, number one. Number two, we have a balanced solution. Number three, our solution is free from any chemical contaminants or heavy metals. And four, we have scientific evidence to back up those claims, and that was provided to the government registration offices.
Whoa, this is big. I mean, this is significant. You know, for the average person who's coming, walking up to a tower, you know, I'm really just so excited about this because I've got five towers, and I've got two at my office and three at home. And so my towers are sitting out on a porch where people driving on the street can see them. And I've created a lot of curiosity. And one of the things that truly, when they walk upstairs and they catch a glimpse of this tower that's heavy, heavy, heavy with tomatoes and basil and parsley and cilantro, they just say, wow. And I'm sure Jay and the gang had the same response when they saw your setup there. And the fact is, you can smell it way before as you're walking. You can smell it, isn't that so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean it's pungent, and the basil that's coming off this, the different herbs that I'm growing, the chocolate mint, the lemon balm, everything is very, very aromatic. And you've alluded to the fact that this is a sign of truly healthy plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. Finally, you've got this vision, a vision for a clean, green planet. And, you know, that vision powerfully resonates with the Juice Plus community as we have this vision to inspire healthy living around the planet. You know, as Juice Plus reps, what do you think is one way that we can ensure a healthy food supply and maintain a clean, green planet?
Well, that's an awesome, you know, question there, Matt. My dream, you know, that was born out of my life experiences is that one day, every family in America and around the world can have an opportunity to grow all of their own fruits and vegetables, you know, right in the comfort of their own backyard, or in some cases that would be a patio or a balcony or even a rooftop setting, depending on where you live and what your situation is. You know, we partnered with Juice Plus because we believe the Tower Garden is successful when there is a sharing of knowledge, okay, about it in each unique location around our country. And that's really relevant to me as I go and speak at these various boot camps. I mean, you can see an in Santa Barbara. It was 8 days ago. It was a 75-degree day and 50-degree night. And then I drove 6 hours over to Phoenix, and it was 112 degrees and 90-degree night.
Wow.
You know, so there's unique conditions in each area of the country, and as you change in elevation, you know, from Flagstaff to Phoenix, they're 2 hours apart from each other. But as an example, there's a 30-degree temperature difference day and night. So obviously dramatically different growing experiences and what will do best and which will thrive in each one of those locations. Now, even though the Tower Garden, you know, is the world's first plug-in grow outdoor aeroponic growing system, it is new to people. And then people need to learn about this aeroponic growing year-round. And I believe, for me, it's a relationship builder, and that's what I saw with the Juice Plus team and working with Jan for many years is all the amazing relationships that she had around her. A relationship builder, sharing with your friends your successes and challenges, what seeds work best for my area, what time of year is best to grow. You know, as I travel around and you get these new people that have just started farming, and their first impression of the Tower Garden is growing in Phoenix in the middle of the summer, I can tell you, it's not going to be the greatest impression. Because although the Tower Garden makes gardening easier, there is a optimal time of year to grow, and then there is a more difficult time of year to grow. And so you know, what do I have to look for when we have extreme weather seasons? So, you know, even people sharing fresh food recipes and fun meals with their friends and family, to me, that's what makes life worth living. And we can all do well working with the Tower Garden and really have a positive impact on the planet, getting local healthy food and reducing our carbon footprint by growing our food locally instead of getting it from 3,000 miles away or another country.
Tim, man, thank you so much for that response and just your clarification, just being willing to be on the call and for your vision. And we're just looking forward to the future, and I know you are too, with expanding the Tower Garden to other countries around the world and finally seeing truly a safe food supply. And I think, you know, one of the things that people have pointed out to me that have seen my Tower Gardens is this is a way that if I could not get other food, at least I could get it this way. We just don't garden, you know. I don't garden. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is access to something really new, and it gives me an appreciation for nature, for the fact that nature's delicate, plants are delicate, and yeah, they're growing. They're up here in Boone, North Carolina. The tomatoes are screaming growing. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an amazing comment, you know. And I would just add something I didn't mention on this call, but I'm inspired to say it. You know, I always look at things in life as your cup half empty or your cup half full, right? And as I travel around to boot camps and you meet, you know, various folks that are, this is their first time at all with experience with gardening, and they might have had some challenges, and maybe they planted 15 plants and one crop doesn't work. And I would say, no, that's okay. I mean, consider this. In Orlando right now, where Jan's at, or Mississippi or along the coastal areas, the Carolinas, you might not be growing most of these crops in the soil.
Yeah.
And here we are in the Tower Garden taking heat-tolerant crops. And a perfect example, I was with the Juice Plus team today from Jay Martin and the rest of the team there, and went over to visit the University of Mississippi, who's along with the University of Florida doing some partner research with us on the Tower Garden. We have side-by-side trials going of the plants in the Tower Garden and the plants in the soil. And I can tell you, just having an independent group doing this, you know, sometimes I'll always makes me nervous a little bit. I'm like, you know, are they actually doing what they're supposed to do and
uh-huh.
following the Tower Garden instructions? But I had a big smile on my face when I drove up. It's been 110 degrees here in northern Mississippi. And I could tell you that the 3 weeks after transplant, the Tower Gardens have growth as wide as the tub, which is 30 inches, and the plants in the soil, you could hardly see them. I'm going to put those pictures up on my website pretty soon. So just, you know, one more exciting reference of of, you know, my cup half empty or my cup half full. I choose half full, and I choose to plant crops that will thrive in the heat and continue to feed me during the extreme weather conditions throughout the year. So it's all about experimenting, sharing with your friends at Juice Plus and the people you sell to, and learning, and you'll be surprised after 1 year how much you've learned and how much that's going to impact year two, and how much you learn in year two, and how much it's going to be, you know, pretty soon each one of you out there, I believe, will be small family farmers, and I know some budding commercial farmers out there already. So thank you, Matt, for having me on the call.
Oh, Tim, you're so welcome. Great final comments. Again, thank you. And
you're
Jan
welcome.
Young, Jan is a naturopathic doctor and a certified body ecologist. She's worked in the wellness education field for over 15 years, teaching classes on juicing, raw vegetarian cultured foods, organic growing, and alternative healing methods. She's also owned and operated a number of natural food stores and organic co-ops. She is a national marketing director with Juice Plus, and her passion is to share with others the importance of taking control of your own health. Living Towers Hydroponic Farm is Jan's latest venture, showcasing a 2,200-square-foot eco-friendly greenhouse utilizing tower garden technology and aeroponic growing. It's a prototype of future family and community food production. Her concentration is producing strong, nutrient-dense produce while leaving a small footprint. Her mission is not only to supply local organically grown produce, but to teach others to do the same. And, Jan, I'll just tell you that I was blown away by your presentation in Raleigh in May and the passion that you have and that you and Tim both share. And let me just ask you briefly to share how you first came into contact with Tim and the Tower Garden Growing System.
I will definitely. It's easy enough. I know Tim's parents for quite a few years. So his dad said to me one day, "You have to come and see what my son's doing. You're going to love it." So we did just that. As a matter of fact, Tim had another greenhouse, a rooftop, small rooftop garden, about a half an hour from here, that showcased the hanging towers, the tower gardens that we share now, and also aquaponics using fish. So his dad was right. I was blown away. But I was blown away not necessarily about hydroponics, because I've been well aware of hydroponics for years, but it's never been a way that I would grow because of the plastic and styrofoam it's grown in and usually the fertilizers that are used. But this, Tim already had conquered. In other words, you know, food-grade plastic, UV protected, so you have it for years, and then the mineral blend. So now it actually was a healthy way to grow plants. And, of course, you know from growing your towers, Matt, the lushness of the plants, so you know there's no TV magic here, that you can feel the nutrient density. You can feel the health of a plant just by observing. And so that's how I was first exposed. Tim and I talked shortly after, started growing a couple towers in the driveway, and then grew 10, because I figured before I was going to do anything else with it or share it with other people, I've got to know the good, bad, and ugly, you know,
right,
of how they grow. Can they grow in spite of me? And at that time, I was gone maybe at least a week out of every month. So they do just that. In other words, everything's figured out for you already. And the biggest problem with the towers, and it's a continual one, is abundance, because it will grow with or without you, you know, wanting it to. So in other words, that's how I started with the towers. And then the next step is I decided it was timing to build the greenhouse.
Okay. Well, what were your early observations about the system and the produce that was growing? You said abundance. Any other early observations?
Well, and the fact of the ease of growing. I've always taught, I teach and preach organic eating. I've grown organics in the ground. I had a greenhouse in the ground. But keeping up with it, in other words, it's not that I can't grow well with excellent soil, but it took years to formulate. So in other words, the ease of growing without all of the work needed to set yourself up and the time devotion to a good garden. Okay, the towers permitted you to grow and actually get more value, I mean, more out of your towers than even in an average garden, because it is a continual process of growing, you know, continual production.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was really the ease of doing it. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a master gardener to grow. You literally can follow directions And that means, too, you know, having the right condition. It's in sunlight, you know, and keeping up with minerals and water. In other words, literally following the directions and be successful about growing a tower, I mean, about a garden. And
yeah.
That was huge. So it didn't bring in issues to deal with. It brought in, like I said, I joke about abundance. But with that abundance, then the next step is learning to work with it and then learning more about trimming and being a gardener. And so that to me was an exciting observation, because then I could share it with other people that had never put a shovel in the ground, that it was just a concept that maybe they'd like to grow their own. And then I knew they could be successful at doing it. That was a big thing for me to know that.
Yeah, that's huge, because, you know, I mean, honestly, we're up here in Boone, North Carolina, and we own 25 acres, and, I mean, you know, my wife once got a neighbor to plow up, you know, a nice-sized garden plot, and we started out with great intentions, and she did, and it was about a 3 or 4 week period later, it was overrun with weeds, and if we've got animals up here to eat, and we've got all kinds of issues, and, you
there
know,
you go.
You get discouraged, and it doesn't grow as fast, it doesn't produce, and my gosh, if, you know, you've just identified a system that really does honestly spoil you rotten.
Well, it is that, but it's so exciting to literally watch produce grow, and there's something about that, too. You're connected to what you're doing. There's not a man, woman, or child. I've had gentlemen come in the greenhouse and buy towers that end up calling a week later, and they're always talking about their babies, the plants. The babies,
yeah.
These big burly guys that pull up on a motorcycle, okay? But I'll tell you what, they are connected to what they're doing. They're finding joy, but more importantly, they're connecting to what they're doing, the growing of the plants. Having it grow a third quicker than in the ground is one reason you can, because you can literally watch it grow. But more importantly, you feel the life of the plants, because it's a visual, it's right in front of you. You work so easily with it. There's no fear factor involved. You don't need a green thumb, black thumb. You don't need thumbs. You know, the science of aeroponics and the time spent in Tim's design when it comes to the tower, the mineral tonic that allows it to be fully nourished, every plant that's on that tower, every seed is given, everything, just like our Juice Plus. You're talking about we all need that nutritional anchor. These plants have it. So using the science and what nature always gives us bounty-wise, we can all be successful at being part of our own health via growing our vegetables. That is absolutely huge for the majority of people in this country and probably around the world, but especially here. We're so busy, we don't take time to get back to nature, and I think many people would love to, and we've now given them the way to do so.
God, that is just, you know, it's powerful. Ooh, it's powerful to know that we have that access that wouldn't otherwise be available. And I know you appreciate, and Tim appreciates, you know, gardening and that type of thing. But, wow, I really get emotional, because I really wouldn't have this opportunity otherwise. And I know a lot of elderly people and a lot of kids in this city area wouldn't either. So it really is a great thing that you've given us this opportunity. And I really do think that it's incumbent on us to be willing to be bold, and this raises another question, and that is kind of the whole thing of not being afraid, and that really came to me, Jan, when you were speaking in Raleigh about just pulling out plants, putting them in other positions, and just being willing to just experiment. And I think, you know, we get kind of intimidated. These plants get big, they get unruly, and then we don't know what to do, you know. So what advice would you offer to the new tower garden gardener?
Well, you just kind of touched on that. First of all, what I just said, the science is done. Nature knows how to grow plants. Leave out the fear factor, follow directions, and start growing. Now,
yeah.
If you know nothing about growing, nothing about trimming the chives or the basil. You've never actually grown lettuce. You know, now you know it comes from a seed. Your kids learned that. It didn't come from a bag. Okay, now you're starting to eat lettuce that you eat, and you say, wow, I've never had a salad like this. Mm. Now when you have company, they just rave about your salads and your vegetables, because then you start to realize the power of what you're doing, that actually all foods have a wonderful taste if it's fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, so literally invest in what you're doing. We don't have to know it all. When Juice Plus just came on the market, 10 years ago, we were standing and spending a half an hour convincing people they should eat more green vegetables. Now they all know that. So now we're sharing towers. So if we don't have a fear factor, if we see that value in this, Tim touched on the nutritional value of the food. We talked that in Juice Plus, but realize what you're working with. Realize that nature knows how to grow. This is the first time that nature and science meet and really have done a good job, because usually there's a little issue with human health involved when science gets really advanced. But yeah. But this doesn't do that. So don't just allow yourself to grow. And if you have a failure, if you grow some seedlings and they don't grow, do it again. If you chewed a tomato and you spit it out, there's a good chance it would grow in the ground. Well, the same thing will happen if you just keep it simple, plant it, and then the rest you can learn. We have so many resources, the Resource Center now, and everybody growing calls like this. Okay, so you'll learn to be a gardener and then share your experience. That doesn't mean you have the way to have a full-grown tower.
Yeah.
Share your experience, and everybody will have opinion to help you out anyway. They'll help you learn.
Right. Well, when you had this vision to bring the Tower Garden technology to the Juice Plus community in the U.S. and Canada, you had a vision, you had a dream. Can you share kind of what your vision was, what your heart was in getting this technology to NSA and to the makers of Juice Plus?
Well, since starting this greenhouse, this was given to me to do. I mean, believe me, I didn't feel like I should retire then become a farmer and build a greenhouse and attract the tens of thousands of people who have come here since doing this in the last few years. And this is one little greenhouse. So it was so timely that I went and saw Tim's projects there, that we designed and built this greenhouse. And it shows me this every single week, is that people are attracted to it because they know it's the next step in our evolution of what we need to do. Like Tim mentioned about saving the earth, keeping it green.
Yeah.
It's so much deeper than that. It's like you mentioned, having control of your food. Okay, knowing that there's a source, and then truly realizing the difference of the nutritional value of food, being local, being fresh, feeling it, knowing the difference. So I think the vision was this. After doing this for a while, opening the greenhouse, seeing the reaction of people, seeing the passion, I mean, just their vision.
Yes.
I've heard my vision come back to me must be 500 times. Do you have an idea of what you have your handle on here? Do you know that this could impact feeding the world? It only takes them 5 minutes for them to tell me all this. So my vision isn't feeding the world, and I couldn't do that one person here. But connecting with NSA, since we are all on a mission, doesn't mean we're all mission-minded, excellent business, but we're all on a mission of educating people a little bit more, walking the walk with them. And that's what's happened with Juice Plus. How we go further than that, you go into a megas and people are learning. Well, I think when it comes to growing, and as Tim mentioned, keeping the planet green, the people really don't know on the whole what that looks like.
Right.
They don't know that they need control of their food, but this is going to be an educational mission. So that was part of that vision, that we have, first of all, integrity in the company that will take this and take it out to the world and keep the integrity always with the product. And we also have it in the people, all of us, as distributors, because our baseline is nutritional education. So now we're switching to gardening, but you know what? It's all the same. It's about making those choices for a healthy lifestyle. So we're enabling people. So taking that was to see it on that larger picture. So instead of affecting just tens of thousands of people here, okay, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands when it just goes through this country. Then we conquer the world.
Yeah.
So I've seen that vision starting to come to pass now by your excitement and so many others, because it's contagious, but it's necessary. It's timely today.
Oh, man. Powerful, Jan. Thank you so much for your just your responses, your heart, your vision, your passion. Thank God that you were bold enough to make sure that Jay Martin finally saw that Tower Guard technology. Tim Blank, thank you for your pioneering spirit, for your heart in moving this forward, for leaving Disney in 2005, for developing the mineral, the Tower Atomic solution, for all that you've done. We just we say hats off to both of you.
Thank you,
Matt.
All right, Kathy, I think that's it. Let me just say that for next week's call, it's going to be regarding Facebook and the use of Facebook in sharing what we offer through Whole Food Nutrition and through our lives.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Matt. That was an absolutely awesome and inspiring call. So a big thank you to Dr. Matt Brown, Tim Blank, Jan Young, for really sharing what we can go out and share with others. So anybody that you know interested in growing really healthy food, be sure and share this call. The rebroadcast number is 559-546-1889. And access code is the same, 317-415-pound. So, again, thank you very much. Have a wonderful time growing. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kathy. Good night.